WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
With so many new movies opening for the holidays, our film critic Stephen Schiff is working overtime. Today he has a review of Oliver Stone's new movie Wall Street. It's about a different kind of war than the one Stone portrayed in Platoon. The fighting in this film takes place downtown in a pinstriped urban jungle.
Oliver Stone has an Old Testament sensibility. In his world, there is good and there is evil. There are saints and there are devils. There's temptation and there's hell to pay. Now, when a director has an Old Testament sensibility, problems arise. He may, for instance, tend to moralize, and Wall Street's preachiness will at times drive you up the wall. But Old Testament moralists can also be great myth-makers, imagists who paint their lessons on broad canvases in thrilling, colorful strokes. And that's what Stone has done in Wall Street. He's created a smashing myth of good and evil wrestling for a young broker's soul. What makes this myth scary and exhilarating is the way Stone gives the devil his due. Like Platoon, Wall Street centers on the travails of an innocent, again played by Charlie Sheen. And like Platoon, Wall Street gives Sheen two father figures to choose from, one saintly, one demonic. The saintly one is his dad. He's a union boss at a small airline who inadvertently gives his son an insider trading secret. Sheen's real-life father, Martin Sheen, is fine in the role, but not exactly magnetic. Not like the movie's devil figure, a corporate raider named Gordon Gekko. In the world of Wall Street, if a young broker can inspire Gekko's interest, he's off to high roller heaven. He also gets to listen to a lot of juicy tough guy dialogue.
If you're not inside, you are outside, okay? And I'm not talking about some $400,000 a year working Wall Street stiff, flying first class and being comfortable. I'm talking about liquid. Rich enough to have your own jet. Rich enough not to waste time. $50, $100 million, buddy. A player. Or nothing. Now you had what it took to get into my office. The real question is whether you got what it takes to stay.
That's Michael Douglas as Gordon Gekko. And frankly, I didn't know he had it in him. Douglas has always been just a comely lump on the screen. But here, with his hair slicked back and his lapels slicing a path through the urban jungle, he creates an obscenely attractive portrait of the financial buccaneer in action, a gleaming mentor from hell. What makes Wall Street pop and sizzle is the way it lets transgression look desirable. As Sheen sells and sells his soul, we watch him grow suaver and better dressed. We see the pleasures of the limo life, of good food and expensive women, and respect from the toughest of the tough. The allure is heady and palpable. In his new novel, The Bonfire of the Vanities, Tom Wolfe calls these gods of finance the masters of the universe, and Wall Street makes you understand how that feels. Here Stone proves his artistry. Among the Aries of wealth and power, his camera jumps and staggers and stalks like a wary prize fighter. Up in Sheen's brand new and hilariously ghastly high-rise apartment, Stone's camera hovers near the windows so that you can feel how thin the air is up there, how precarious life can be at the top of the corporate ladder. The film's bracingly nasty dialogue and that jittery camera make you high, so that towards the end, when Stone begins sermonizing in earnest, you can't help but feel resentful and a little bit hungover. Wall Street the movie is like Wall Street the institution. It finally crashes, but it's a terrific ride while it lasts.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.